The opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are great.
Good evening and welcome to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Good morning. Good evening, Ted.
How you doing, Carl?
Well, you know what? It's been a month.
It's been a month. Hey,
it's been a month and it doesn't seem, it seems like a year and everything that's gone on because last month, if y'all remember, Wendell Stout was here.
That's right.
And it was a pre-recorded show, so we did it at 9 in the morning.
Yeah.
And Wendell brought in 5 different bottles of bourbon. And
let
me tell you, by the time the show was over, I'm sitting there weaving and sat in my chair. And I wasn't any good for like an hour.
Did you call an Uber?
I didn't call an Uber because I didn't have to go anywhere.
Oh,
I just had to walk, you know, one studio over and sat down.
Oh.
And then that night we had the Jake's Turkey Banquet, and
oh, yeah,
it was a great night.
Oh, man. Wasn't that fun?
It was a man-type thing.
We manned up that
night.
We manned up that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun.
Okay. So, hey, everybody, welcome to our show. It's the last Thursday of every month, and all of our listeners out there, good evening. And we got a lot of things we're going to do today. We got music tonight. And we're going to be talking about our bourbon of the month.
Yep.
We got that
Nate
going.
Hutt call in a little bit later. We're going to call him. And
You know, so, you know, it's hard to grab Ted. You know,
well,
the
why?
Only person
don't,
that
don't
sees
even make
Ted,
a bad joke about
the only
that.
People that sees Ted less than me is his wife.
That's not true. Sometimes sometimes I sneak to town just to see her and sneak out the same night.
We were going out turkey hunting. I think I talked a little bit about it to people up in Lake Amador. And so Ted and I leave that afternoon. You're going to meet us up there, like 5.
Oh, yeah.
And 5 rolls around and then 6, and I call you. And you answer the phone out in the field.
Oh, man.
And I hear somebody calling turkeys.
Uh-huh.
And anyway, you got there that night about 1, the next morning about 1.
That is
and
how
at
we
4:30,
do it.
We got up.
That is how we man up.
That's what we manned up.
We manned up. Yeah, we don't leave the field. I don't leave the field until I'm legally made to do so,
unless I've harvested
my bird.
Well, we're looking at this and saying, wait a minute, is he still out there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it took you a while to get out. And I'm not going to get into the little personal problems you had trying to find your wallet and all.
Yeah, true.
Naps don't count.
Hey, we're here with Chris Haggerty.
My buddy Chris, man, from Old West. How you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
Welcome to Man Up.
This is fun.
He's here tonight, and he's going to play some music for us and that. We got a lot of things to talk about. There are a lot of things going on. All the elections happening, local elections. It's crazy here.
Oh, yeah.
We sold the station out as far as
advertising goes.
In May.
Yeah.
In May.
Good.
In May. Yeah, no, that is good because we need to do that. In fact, I wish we had elections every year, which we don't, but I wish we did. And what I've noticed since we've had the station here, so much more interest in local elections. People are getting involved, and I love it.
Well,
nobody is running unopposed. No. They are out there, and they are hooking and jabbing out there.
Now, no matter how you feel about them,
right?
You can
right.
thank our civil groups, civil organizations like Red, White, and Blueprint, Liberty Group, all of these other groups that are out there right now beating the pavement, getting people interested in what's going on. Now, I'm not saying that it's always good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. It doesn't matter to me one bit. I am thankful and appreciative to them for doing this kind of stuff because everybody's interested now. I'm totally into it.
Well, and this is what, you know, we had that recall. I didn't agree with it, but I didn't have a dog in the fight because it wasn't my
district.
It wasn't my district.
Not mine either.
But here's the thing is, people stood up and said,
yes,
no. And it worked in that one district. They recalled somebody that's been in public office for years, well-known in town. And the thing is, enough people in his district voted to remove him.
Did you say his?
In his district.
Is that a pronoun?
his district.
You know how he identifies? I'm just asking. Before we get too far down the road here, I'm just asking.
I'm going to guess it's not as a they.
Okay.
No, I can pretty much tell you that his pronoun is his.
Okay, I got it. I'm in. But, I just want to make sure I'm not offending anybody here with our show, man.
Every election now has two opponents, or it has two people running for it. And no matter how you feel about the incumbent or whatever, you've got some, you know, the person running is not running unopposed.
No, that's fantastic.
I think it's wonderful because it makes the people that are in office, they've got to stand up and say, you know, I did this and I am either proud of it or, yeah, that didn't work out and this is how I would fix it. And the other side is going, wait a minute, you've had a chance to do that.
Right, right.
You know, so.
So there's some real debate going on.
Oh, there is. And you know, I'm seeing things are delivered to my office daily, literally daily, about, I think you need to see this. You know, oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And because if you're an incumbent, you've got to stand up and say,
This is what I've been doing. And if it's nothing, someone's going to come around behind you and say, guess what? I'm ready to do something.
Yeah.
I think these last couple of years has been a pretty big eye-opener for people on how important our locally elected officials are in your quality of life locally.
Oh, man. Well, especially as things go downhill so quickly.
Well, let's talk about that right now. Linda sent me a text. She gets her car washed occasionally. We all the time go to Quick and Clean right down the street here.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. It's a great place, for that, the outside. But she wants to get the inside done and all that. So she'll go down to Cypress Square or Cypress Street car wash.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a photo of the homeless camp that's out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the lady that runs the place says, I don't know what to do. The police used to come through here and move them, but they just haven't been doing it. And Linda was watching because she was waiting there while the car was being done. And she was watching drug interactions going on. All types of weird stuff going on. And so you have to ask yourself to the incumbents. Every one of them runs on the number one issue. Public safety.
Yep.
Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago?
Well, and I understand they're up against a wall, but
it's not easy. I can't give them the answer.
But there is a modem of creativity that we can expect from our elected officials, right? I mean, there are ways you can do it. I mean,
it's going to be harsh.
It's going to be harsh, and a lot of people do not have the spine for it. I do. Because I know. I have the spine for it. I think those homeless camps are full of criminals. They are, because they don't have an address. They can't be found in those homeless camps. So that's what you've got is a criminal camp.
Just on our street here.
Right there.
Right here on Market Street. Two doors down, a gentleman camps there at night in the little alcove with his dog. He's not a problem, but he's living there now. And then across the street, same thing. We didn't used to have that. We do now. And you know, so then you ask the police, why don't you make a move? Well, they're walking around with a thing like, because of a lawsuit that happened up in Idaho. And, you can't just move people unless you have a place to move them. Well, a Good News Rescue Mission says they've always got seats open. So
we'll take them if they're sober.
Well, that's it. And if there's something wrong with the person, now they got to take them down to a hospital.
Where they start another round of entitlements.
Oh, gosh.
Right. Who pays for that bill?
Well, of course the taxpayer does.
We do.
Just like, we're funding everything.
Yeah, we do. And the damn sheetrock hanger
who's trying to make a living and get to his kid's ball game and
Wait a minute.
That's who's paying for it.
You mean government funded isn't actually government funded?
No, government's
only
money.
When I see that, little...
No money, yeah, Chris.
That kiosk, which is just that little tent out there in front of the Crackway on Pine... Safeway on Pine Street.
It's the unsafe way.
Yes, that's the unsafe way.
It says, I will have to say is they've tried. They've got security people out there. And it says free phones. You don't know how many times that I've almost jumped the curb.
It's not free.
And crashed into it and screaming, it's not free. It's not free.
Someone's paying for it.
But have you ever gone there to get your free phone?
No, because I don't.
I want to, though.
I can't.
The
first question they say is, do you pay taxes? And I went, yeah. I'm sorry. No phone.
That really happened? I want to know.
We're going to take a quick break here.
Should we have an investigation? Undercover?
Let's put a committee.
I assume you can tell them whatever you want.
Let's put a committee together.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. That's how everyone else does it.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, it's time. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back, and let's talk to our Spirit of the Month.
With our buddy Nate Hutt.
Nate Hutt.
Right on.
We'll be right back.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Sandra Jennings. I've been an astrologer for over 50 years. My expertise in studies of the movements of the sun, moon, and planets and how they relate to each other can help me to identify your best possible life using your birth chart or yearly solar return. Contact me through Facebook at Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology or email me at sandrajennings85@gmail.com.
Whiskey River, take my mind. Don't let her.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Our host tonight is my good buddy Chris Haggerty, fellow gunhead like Carl and I. We're having some bourbon tonight and talking about being a good and socially responsible and community steward as a man. We have our whiskey expert on the line, my good buddy Nate Hutt. Nate, you out there?
Yes, sir. How are we doing, Ted?
Good, man.
Hey, Nate. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, good evening, Carl. How are we doing?
I am so devastated that I can't be there tomorrow
devastated.
Night.
Devastated. I am, too.
Gosh. You know what? I am just devastated. But we had something that was planned, and it was, you know, I'm missing it.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally.
You guys were playing Whiskey River, Take My Mind. You should have been playing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain.
That's coming up next.
Yeah.
Nate, we got Chris Haggerty with us tonight. You know Chris.
Hey, what's up, Nate?
Hey, evening, Chris.
You know, you guys are both musicians, so that's kind of cool. I didn't think about that connection.
Oh, really. I didn't realize.
Yeah, he had...
It goes hand in hand with drinking.
Yeah, he had Nathan Thomas Band, and then Cattle Rocket. Remember
gotcha.
that? Yeah. He got married, and of course, you know, that puts a smash on things sometimes. Kids, man. Kids, yeah, you got domesticated. You know, you were out there doing the Ted Nugent, you know, lifestyle.
Sort of put the kibosh on the world tour.
Oh, yeah, yeah, his world tour got hammered. So, yeah, well, I'm really sorry I'm not going to be there tomorrow night. I mean, I was looking forward to this all month, but had something come up, and, you know, it wasn't like I failed to plan for that night with you and your friends at the Whiskey Drinkers Club, but...
He failed at something else.
I failed at something else, and now I got to go pay the Piper, man. So, anyway, long story short, you know the drill. But anyway...
Hey, at least this isn't the only one.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Let's see. I was just looking at my calendar. You got another one next month, right?
Yeah, I was shooting for, May 14th, I think?
Yeah. Oh, it's a night of the rodeo, though.
No. Oh. That's Tuesday, right?
Because the 16th falls on a Monday.
Is Sunday, May 14th, a rodeo?
Oh, no.
That'd be Saturday.
Saturday. Okay. No, that's Saturday before the rodeo, and I'll be available for that.
Oh, the rodeo is not that weekend?
It starts on the 18th.
Well, the only reason I know this is the 16th is my birthday.
Oh,
always
wow.
Happens, yeah. On rodeo.
So on the 18th is Wednesday night. Wow. That'll be professional bull riders. And yeah. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday is our rodeo. And we'll be into that.
Oh, man, that's serious.
Talk into that.
Perfect.
Pull that in front of you, buddy.
So, okay. Well, since how you are on the telephone with us tonight on Man Up, it makes me want to drink. So, gentlemen, let's raise a glass to our fellow whiskey drinker, Nate Hutt, and president of the Whiskey Drinkers Club. Just a bottle of Bullet, something I pulled out of my sock, you know.
We had it left over.
Have you cracked that smoke wagon yet?
No, haven't cracked the smoke wagon yet. Actually, you know what? I should have brought the smoke wagon. Yeah, he bought me a bottle of smoke wagon.
What are you going to talk about tonight, Nate?
Wait, we're having a moment.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Back off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Back
I'm
off.
Trying to man up with Nate.
I'm going to bite your throat.
I'm sorry, Lieutenant. I'm sorry, Colonel.
Don't
so I'm
make me
moment,
get in between
Nate,
the
right?
two of you.
Yeah. Someone give me another whiskey. So I did not crack the bottle of smoke wagon, but Nate brought me a bottle of smoke wagon.
Ooh.
We did a gun class a few weeks back, and he brought me a bottle
all
of smoke wagon.
All the way from Nevada.
All the way from Nevada.
See, I am remiss here because I'm not familiar with smoke wagon.
But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring it next month. And we'll crack it. We're going to crack it on the air next month, Nate.
Tell you what, next month we'll talk about it then.
Okay.
Okay. So what's our bourbon tonight, or our spirit tonight?
You know what? I wanted to take it back to a simpler time. I am drinking Jack Daniel's.
Oh, we got a bottle of it right here.
I got a gallon of it sitting right here in front of me.
Did you know that?
And you know what? There, you know, a lot of people, you think, 80 proof, number 7, Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's is a lot bigger than that. They, you know, they make a lot more bourbon than just the old Tennessee whiskey.
Oh.
But tonight I've been drinking number 7 Tennessee whiskey. I've had about three Lynchburg lemonades. I've been golfing this afternoon.
Oh, nice. We're getting ready to pop number 7 ourselves. Now, we just finished that Bullet. We're getting ready to pop that number 7. So, man, that's weird. It's like Carl
it's
has...
hard to go wrong with that good old charcoal filter Jack Daniel's. In fact, that's another distillery that I have personally been to, and it is amazing.
In Lynchburg.
In Lynchburg.
So here's the thing about Lynchburg. It is... Why do they call it a Tennessee whiskey and not a bourbon? It's the way the mash is made or something like that, right?
Actually, Tennessee whiskey means that it's charcoal filtered. That's basically the only parameters of Tennessee whiskey is that it's got to be charcoal filtered. Other than that, it is essentially a bourbon. It's aged in, it's aged in barrels that are charred, and they hand make every single barrel and char it on the property there. I'm sure you know all the water. That's kind of what they're known for is the limestone water. They pulled that same water out of the creek through there since day one in the 1800s. And but to be Tennessee whiskey, it's got to be charcoal filtered, and that's one drop at a time in these massive vats, and it drops through this charcoal.
Wow.
Which obviously they make there too.
Sugar maple charcoal.
Oh, is that what it says?
It's what it says right here on the bottle, mellowed for condition. Or for smoothness,
yep.
And drop by drop through sugar, maple, charcoal. Not
that
just
and
any
there are,
kind.
few different times they do it through, too, depending on what bottle you get.
Yeah.
So Tennessee whiskey is charcoal filtered.
I got
bourbon is not.
I got number seven. I got old number seven here.
Sugar maple.
Sugar maple.
Yeah, so I got old number seven right here in front of us, in fact.
That is awesome. Hey, I didn't know that, and I'll bet a lot of our listeners were wondering about that, too. The difference between Tennessee whiskey and bourbon, right? A bourbon is not charcoal filtered, I guess.
Correct.
Now, it's to be a now Jack Daniel's, of course, like you said, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Now, there's also Kentucky bourbon.
Right.
Am I right about that? Or not?
You know what? That is actually a misnomer. I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a common misconception of people thinking that if it's bourbon, it has to come out of Kentucky.
I thought that's
not the case. They make it's a very common misconception. Bourbon comes from pretty much any state now. In fact, you know, Texas and Nevada both are starting to be kind of the big boomer states for bourbon, as well as Tennessee. You know, Tennessee, a lot of bourbon comes out of Tennessee. Now you've got a lot of new brands. New Riff is one that Ted's going to be missing out on, and you are going to be missing out on this weekend, but it's all right. We'll hit it another time.
Hey, and you know, rye is my favorite, too, by the way. Rye is my favorite.
We're both rye drinkers here.
Tomorrow night, the old rye, or Saturday night, the old blind rye night.
I know. Rub it in, Nate. Rub it in. Rub it in some more.
I will take plenty of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of pictures and videos.
Oh. Okay, so you're drinking Jack Daniel's, you know, and Jack's been around a long time.
Jack has been around a long time. In fact, there's a lot of different bottles of Jack. You'd be surprised how many different things they've tried, failed, and succeeded on. And my number two bottle of all time, I may have said it the first time on the show, but Jack Daniel's Special Release Single Barrel Rye is my number two bottle of all time.
Wow.
And it's 126 proof. And that's pretty doggone hot for those that, you know, drink whiskey. 126 that's up there. And it tastes like 80 proof. It is unbelievably smooth, humongous flavor, just an incredible rye. I mean, they knocked it out of the park.
Is it still available? They still bottle it or not?
They do still bottle it. It's the 2020 special release, so they don't bottle it anymore. Every year they have a new special release. I believe this last year, 2021, was Coy Hill, which is like an extremely high-proof bourbon. And 2022 special release is a Heritage Tennessee whiskey. So it's supposed to be really good. Coy Hill is fantastic. It's probably top five of all time. But number two is that Jack Daniel's Special Release 2020 Rye.
Wow.
And you can get it. You can only get it a few places I've seen. Truthfully, I bought it at the same place every time, and it's a pretty costly bottle, and the only place that I have seen it where it's not, like, outrageously priced is at All Stars Liquors up in, Smith River on the coast.
Yeah, yeah. Bottle shopping.
Our guest last month brought in some Pappy Van Winkle.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, and he said occasionally they were selling at Costco for $100 and something.
That's a unicorn.
Is that the stuff of legend, Nate? Is that the stuff of legend?
It is the stuff of legends, and it's a fact. You know, I follow a few bourbon pages, and every now and then one unicorn will pop up at Costco.
Yeah.
And it'll be one bottle. One bottle on a pallet.
One bottle.
Go ahead, sorry, Carl.
No. It's like $100 and something.
That's a hard one to get.
Oh yeah, that's the MSRP. The MSRP of those bottles is $79 all the way up to like $170. Yeah.
And people are buying them for $1,200. People are buying them for $1,200 a bottle.
It's like our housing market. People are paying more than what they actually cost.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, no question. That's a cheap bottle at $1,200.
Some of those crappy bottles are upwards of $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000.
Right.
Jeez.
That's nuts.
And it's still $160 MSRP.
Well, you don't even want to open it up, because you kind of feel like if you hold it, it's going to be worth someday $8,000.
But it doesn't. I thought that too, but
it doesn't taste as good.
They're made
that way
to be enjoyed.
Well, they are, and it's not. It's not like they age
make
more.
They don't those bottles to look at them.
No,
true. True. Well, that Smoke Wagon bottle that you brought me is awesome. So I'm going to drink it, and then we're going to fill it full of water and keep the bottle. That's
there
a
you
good
go.
Idea.
See, that's what it's about right there. You got to you know, one of the best things about drinking bourbon with buddies, and you know, one of the reasons why we do this club is you get such good quality man time, and you come together over a good bottle, and you just don't come together over it the same if you're just staring at it on your shelf.
True.
Yeah. Be enjoyed.
Nate, listen, I want to thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
I want to thank you for being
much,
a good
Nate.
Friend, and thank you for being our bourbon expert, and I can't wait till I get to see you next.
Next month, we will be there.
Yeah, next month, we're going to be there, May 14th.
Whatever day that is, we're going to be there.
And hopefully you'll be in town for Man Up next month, and you can call in again, but I'm sure I'll see you before that. All right?
Absolutely. I always appreciate talking with you guys over the phone and in person. And,
tell us your business.
Yeah.
Tell us your business, Nate.
Yep.
Business Jefferson State Laser, and it's booming right now. A lot of people want to make their things personal.
Laser engraving.
That's anything, right? Almost anything?
Almost anything.
Anything that'll fit in an 18 by 12 by 6 space.
Yep.
Okay.
Platform, yeah.
Yeah, you can take things apart and put it in there.
Hey, here's a truism.
I can put my Kimber in there, right? And you can engrave it?
Yeah.
You can absolutely.
He does a lot of guns for us.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Here's the thing. Put someone's name on it, they keep it forever. I don't care what it is.
That's true. I've got a bottle of Gentleman Jack that somebody had engraved my name in. And I'm like, you know, and people, when they come over to the house and they reach for a bottle, and I go, don't touch that. Don't touch that one. Yeah.
So we got a bottle of Frey Ranch from Nate, too, that still has Man Up, Ted Lighting, Carl Bott in it.
We need to crack that.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, Nate. Thanks a lot, Nate.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen. Have a great evening.
And we'll see you at the shop, bud.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs. North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Freshen up your home with spring decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson, featuring antique lamps and lighting, desks and dressers, linens and love seats, and more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center in Anderson. Open Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6. Sunday, noon to 5. Closed on Tuesdays. Call 530-365-1399. That's 530-365-1399.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, 244-7199.
You're right down at all your feet. You're home with
Welcome
me.
Back to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott.
And our good buddy Chris Haggerty.
That's right. We're here once a month on the fourth Thursday of the month, and we talk about those things that men talk about. And we just finished with Nate Hutt. Nate Hutt on a bourbon of the month there. You got some smoke wagon.
I will just say
I'm ignorant. I had never heard of that.
Yeah.
And, but there's so many great bourbons coming out nowadays.
And, you know, guys like Nate, they're searchers. They know what they're after. And they'll work their way from here to Reno, and they'll make 15, 20 stops on every little liquor store and bar and every place along the way and see if they can find a bottle that could have been sitting on a shelf for 6 months and nobody knew what it was. And he'll walk up and go, oh man, look. It's like finding
And they've marked it down.
Oh, they marked it down. Yeah, they're getting ready to get rid of it. He's like, you realize what this is, but I'm taking it from you. It's like finding a, you know, gold nugget. Yeah.
Or that gun you've been looking for.
That's right.
Oh, you know, we gave away. We had a Christensen 300 Winchester mag. That was won the other night at Safari Club International.
That came from Old West, right, Chris?
All the guns come from Old West. We transferred all the guns for that.
So you guys must have built that gun because they don't come with scopes on them. So
yeah, we put it together.
What kind of scope was on it?
You know, I honestly didn't see it, so I can't tell you. But if I was putting it together, it probably would have had a loophole on it.
Yeah, it would look nice. I saw a picture of it.
That was over about $8,000 worth of.
Bottle sold.
To get that raffle. One gent bought three.
Ooh.
And you know Michelle.
Sure, of course.
And Michelle turns around, she looks at him, she goes, And when they, on that last bottle, he bid, and then she bid, and he bid, and she bid again, and got it, and then won it.
Wow.
So
the last dinner I was at, the bottle auction,
yeah,
those bottles averaged about $1,500 a piece.
Well, these weren't quite that high, but still they were in that. Well, you know what? There's probably close to that. So that was probably $9,000 they raised for Safari Club International just off that one rifle. 320 something people there that night, you know, Saturday.
And they do that at Wind River.
Yeah.
I don't mind Wind River. Every time we talk, I like Wind River. I like going there. I like going to events there.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh, I don't really like the food. I'm like, no, I like Wind River. I'm not there for the food.
And
if I want food, I'll do something else.
Yeah.
I'm there for the party, people. Right? I'm there for the, I want to gamble a little.
Hang out with my friends. Still got the $5 tables.
Do they still have the $5 tables?
Yeah.
Man, inflation hasn't hit them, huh?
What about those penny slots?
Oh, well, you know what?
Those aren't penny slots.
They're penny slots. But, well, Linda walked out of there the other night that paid for everything.
Oh, she won, huh?
She took that $5 or that $10 slot.
Free slots?
Went in there, that free slots, and walked out with, you know, enough to pay for everything we did.
I like the heck out of that.
Oh, I like that.
I'm surprised Lisa didn't tell me that.
Your bride is one of those that, you know, comes walking up and hands, you know, looks, oh, okay, it was only $800 on this one.
Yeah.
You know, and she is incredibly fortunate.
She's lucky. Yeah, she's fortunate, yeah.
Okay, now, Chris is a musician. Yeah, he works at Old West.
He's a firearms instructor like us. He's one of our brothers.
But you're a musician, too, and you play around town.
Occasionally, or try to. So upcoming, we got the June 23rd, the Red Lion. So Thursday nights, they have what they call acoustic night.
Uh-huh.
So pretty much every Thursday, they'll have somebody there doing just stripped-down acoustic versions of songs, and that's one of the things I've been working on. So
you're an acoustic guy.
Well, I've got electric guitars, too. So what I really wanted to be was Jimmy Page.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was just, I just wanted to play guitar. And then, you know, I've been in a few bands, and that was my thing. I never even wanted to sing, really. You know, I
I didn't want to be Robert Plant. I wanted to be Jimmy Page.
Right.
But then you get playing with people, and then, you know, as you get older and kids and lives. So imagine, think about this. It's fun to get together with a group of your buddies. Say you got a group of like four or five good buddies, and you want to hang out on a regular basis. Well, sometimes you can only get one of them to go out with you that week, and maybe next week you get two of them. Maybe the week after you can't get any of them. Well, that's what being in a band is like. Is you got to get five people who are all busy that, or you know, four or five that can hang out together and work on stuff all the time
and commit to it.
But that's kind of hard to do, you know. Like I said, it's like getting your buddies together to go out. You can't make it happen every week, can you?
No, that's not going to happen.
We had had an event where we actually got 13 people together from Northern Fires Instruction and went down to Front Sight. Actually, got that many together for a 4-day shoot.
That was fun,
and that was a great time.
Now repeat that once or twice a week.
Oh yeah, that's not going to happen ever.
It's not going to happen because we all have jobs. It's like Nate's having this great night, and neither one of us can go to it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's got the Whiskey Drinkers Club. So what happens is, if you want to be in an exclusive whiskey drinking club, you got to be invited, and you got to go to these events. And you know, he has Blind Rye Night. He has, you know, Bottled and Bond Night. He's got all these different nights, these theme nights where you show up, you pay. It's not very expensive, right? I mean,
it doesn't even pay for
one bottle. Right?
You might pull your membership card for not going.
Right, I'm thinking about that. Nate, don't you pull my membership card,
Nate.
Brother.
Don't do it, Nate.
I'll be there. I had to come home for Man Up, but I got to leave again tomorrow, so I I won't be home tomorrow night, but I'll be there next month.
So you're going to sing a song for us?
Yeah.
Well, I'm dabble with something here.
Wait a minute. You were going to tell us about your new idea that we need to put together a glossary of man terms.
So I got to thinking, you know, there's all these things that pop up in life that are man-based terms.
Yeah.
So mandate is one of them.
Mandate.
And we've all heard all the mandates, you know, government mandates, state mandates.
Yeah, it's mandate.
Well, that's a negative term because we don't like mandates.
Yeah.
So, you know, 6 months or so ago, maybe a year ago, about once a week or every couple of weeks, I get together with a couple of my, you know, good buddies, and we'd go have dinner, maybe go have a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
And so my one buddy said, you know, this is the only mandate that I'm going to put up with. So it kind of became a thing. It caught on.
I don't like mandates except for that.
Well, this is us.
So now it's mandate. So we got mandate. My girlfriend cooking, she would always use her timer. We'd be like, hey, we gotta put this in the oven for a little bit. You'd be hanging out. She's like, oh, you're not gonna use the timer? No, I'm not gonna use the timer. Well, what are you using? I'm using man time. Well, what's man time? Well, you know, you got a feel about how long it takes. You check it. Well, I'm using man time. So then I called her up and she was cooking something. I'm like, oh, she's like, yeah, I'm working on my man time. Good. Atta girl. Yeah, good job.
Absolutely.
Man time.
Well, you know what? And you can take this even to cooking because recipes, that's for sissies. You know, so
you make it up as you go.
You make it up as you go, and you go, a little man here, a little man up over here on the spice, and a little man up over here on the spice.
Yeah.
You never can tell.
You don't measure spices.
No.
What do you do to them?
It's with your fingers, or it's in the palm of your hand, or it's you do a couple of shakes.
Got it.
And sometimes I go, I think I need more. Because it's that feeling you have.
It's like garlic. More garlic.
You can't ever have too much garlic.
I wonder what the man term for that is. Man measuring?
Man measuring.
Man measuring. Man measuring. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Man measurement? That's man a man measurement.
It's a man measurement. Yeah.
What about man math? Man math.
Man math?
Yeah, rifles 2,000. Sportsman gives me 25% off. They're giving me $500 in my mind.
What about?
How many shots did you have last night? Three.
Is that man math? Chris,
okay. And I just saw a video today about the difference between a man brain and a woman brain.
No.
Yes. Men brain, in our brain, it's all boxes. And none of the boxes touch each other. And everything that we think about is in a box, like guns, it's in this box. Hunting, it's in this box. The car, it's in this box. And then you go over to the women's brain, and everything's connected. So car is connected to car can be connected to wine, or car can be, you know, wine can be connected, you know, they're all connected. So this is why men, and when a woman asks us a question, our brain goes into the box, opens up the box, pulls out the information, and we talk about that. Then we carefully put it back in, close it up, and don't let any of the boxes touch each other. And men have a box. It's called the nothing box. And they've done studies on this that they put the electrodes on your head.
That's my favorite box.
And that's my favorite box because you can be sitting there and they think, uh-oh, is he alive? Because our brain just goes like that. And
lines.
He says, what are you thinking about? Nothing. And then they'll ask you a question. Well, we open up another box and, oh, look, they are alive. A woman does not have a nothing box.
Really? They just don't sit there and think about nothing?
Well, they think about everything. They think about things all the time.
Oh, my wife is nuts. Yeah. My wife thinks about stuff constantly. My wife asks me questions, open-ended. My wife has made a living out of asking me open-ended and fact-finding questions. She doesn't ask me a yes-no question anymore because yes-no is exactly what she's going to get, yes or no. There's no detail on that, right? You ask me the question, I give yes or no.
I open up. You go to your box. You open it up.
Yep.
No.
No.
Close the box. Don't let them touch each other. They don't touch each other, these boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, no. Man. I know. Yeah, see,
she figures it.
But they think, but women think differently than us. And if you understand that, then life is a lot better.
Sure, I get it.
We got to take a break here.
Oh, okay. We'll come back. Chris is going to do a song.
That's right. Not that we're going to be able to go home tonight because they're both listening to us.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. I love you, honey.
I'm going to send you the video.
Yeah.
And it explains everything. You really are not thinking. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about right now? Nothing.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Can you do that?
I do it all the time.
Drive down the road. I don't think about anything.
That's when you're operating at the lowest level of awareness.
Yeah,
That's when I rest.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about nothing. I'm just resting.
About nothing. What are you doing? Nothing.
I'm resting.
I'm resting.
Yeah. I'm having a nap, but I'm awake.
Ask a woman. What are you thinking about? They'll never tell you nothing.
Oh, no. They're all over.
No, because they're thinking about things.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Did you know staying active can reduce your risk of developing Alzheimer's and dementia by 45%? 2.5 hours of moderate physical activity each week is recommended. Activity for 15 to 20 minutes a day can make a difference. Take a walk, go for a swim, or dance in your living room. For more healthy brain tips and resources on Alzheimer's and dementia, visit ShastaHealthyBrain.com. This message is from Shasta County Health and Human Services, supported by the California Department of Public Health Alzheimer's Disease Program Healthy Brain Initiative.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
Pointing at me, hey, and hey. They keep going, hello.
Hey, I like it that he doesn't let us in until Meatloaf. Like
let me tell you.
Verse,
yeah, we want to enjoy the song, right?
Okay, let me tell you. Bat Out of Hell went with me.
Are you kidding me?
Through the berm during Desert Storm.
Oh, yeah.
It was with me in Somalia. It was with me in Iraq several times. Oh. And we'd be playing that music. It wasn't the Flight of the Valkyries, but our guys would be blasting that out.
Oh, man.
Bat Out of Hell.
I don't think there was a trooper that ever has been deployed that hasn't taken that album cassette, by the way, with them. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's timeless music.
Yeah.
Hey, I got the vinyl, man. I hit it hard.
You have vinyl everywhere. You got the last Wham album.
I got Wham, Careless Whisper.
Yeah, okay. Now we're Ted Lasso and Carl Bott here. And this is Man Up. It's our Thursday night show, the last Thursday of the month. We got Chris Haggerty with us, and he's a musician, and we're going to get ready to listen to some of his stuff right now.
So I think actually I'm just going to play a little kind of impromptu blues instrumental number.
Right on. I like it.
Just kind of a fun one. All right, here goes.
And are you going to be playing around here, buddy?
Yeah, so June 23rd, Red Lion, be 7:30 to 10,
uh-huh.
Acoustic set. And I recommend, actually, any Thursday night you go in there, there's usually somebody really decent, most of the time better than myself, fantastic musicians.
Oh, that was great, though, buddy. That was great. You know, I've known Chris since he had short hair.
Oh, no.
And no beard.
Sexy locks,
and no beard. Yeah,
yeah,
now he's
got sexy
long hair guy here.
There's... Just a spoiler alert, there's probably a haircut somewhere in the near future.
No.
Man's Last Stronghold.
What's happening?
No, Cypress Square Barbershop.
No, I didn't say it was going to be a major haircut, but maybe a trim.
Why are you getting, you got an event? got a wedding to go to, or a prom, or something. You got to chaperone a prom.
Clean it up a little bit.
It's clogging up his shower.
I like it, man. It looks good.
Cut off the split ends.
Hardly gray.
You know, I did
got a little gray in it, but hardly.
Well,
gray.
Was a good streak.
I was in Croatia. I didn't get my hair cut for over a year, and it was down. I had a Antonio Banderas, you know, it's short ponytail.
And, I'm at about 2 years and 2 months right now.
Yeah.
Two years and 2 months. Have you been cleaning it up or are you just letting it go?
No cut of any kind.
You have got to be kidding me. I couldn't imagine that. I haven't had cut of any kind in my whole life.
I want to talk about Northern Firearms Instruction for a minute. Can I? Sure. I mean, you've taken huge strides here.
Yep. Yeah.
And you want to talk about the, because I talk about it all the time when I do your, I talk about Northern Firearms. Sportsman's.
Yeah, so, we are now the, of course, contracted firearms instructor for the entire state of California for Sportsman's Warehouse.
And
Bass Pro.
And Bass Pro.
So, so we've been busy.
You are the largest.
I always look tired.
Largest privately owned firearms instruction company. That's what I tell people. I say you started on his kitchen table, literally.
Yeah. And you know what I'm most proud of is
you don't think he can read that without his glasses? This guy is old. You want me to read it to him? Just hold it up.
Don't cut your hair. Don't cut your hair, Chris.
Just get text messages. People out there saying, "Don't cut your hair."
Yeah. Don't cut your hair. And you know what I'm really proud of is we have a rep, right? So it's because there is one company that does all the sports in the warehouse. They're called Legal Heat. You've seen the advertisement, right? Yeah. They're all over social media. So they came to us and said, "Look, we want you guys to do all the California stores because it's a big undertaking trying to get in California." You know, Chris, keeping up with the laws in California is nuts. And there's no outside company that wants to do it. So they come in. To a company that's already done it in a lot of the state and said, "Look, we're going to contract with you to do it." So the rep comes here and he spends about a day. We did six stores. We did, all Sacramento, Stockton, Elk Grove stores. And then he went back and he told, the corporate level that, you know, these guys are our flagship. We need to build California into the flagship piece of our company because.
Which the whole state isn't it now?
It's all state, right. But they're nationwide. They got all 50 states.
Oh, no, I understand that. So you and I go into San Diego?
We can go whenever you want.
Okay.
I mean, we already got set up there. So I've been doing the past month, plus doing my World Turkey Slam, my World Slam of Turkeys and all that kind of stuff. I've been hiring instructors and going to work in these other places.
My wife is an angel. Your wife is a saint.
Oh, my wife. Are you kidding me?
That woman. Lisa, you're a saint. I know you're listening. Honey, you are a saint.
You know, at break, Chris was talking about the crazy hot matrix. My wife is hot. I mean, pistol hot, right? And she is as cool as could be. She's like.
There you are.
Well, it helps that she's known me since I was 16, and I haven't changed a lick.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm the same guy.
Linda's when I met Linda, I was on leave from Iraq. And she was backstage at this big award ceremony, and she said hello. And I looked at her and I said, "I think I just fell in love."
Hey, and look at where you're at now.
That's no
so
crap.
Having
no
met
crap.
Both of your wives, I'm going to say you guys both married up.
Okay.
We did. We punted way out.
Tells me
we punted way outside our coverage.
Yeah, that's right.
No, we know
we
that.
Kicked outside
no, that's
the
okay.
On
we
that
know
one.
That one.
That's okay. I got
hey,
it. That's true.
We're on every the fourth Thursday of every month. If I can get Ted in town,
I'm here, man. I came to town for this.
He called us. I know, and I realize that because you're leaving tonight
Tonight,
yeah. And you're spending another hour away from your loved one. Okay. Now, one time you tried to call us from Mexico, but it just didn't work.
It didn't work. I didn't have coverage when I was down there. It was almost a Belize.
I know. It was covering us. Yeah, I know. Hey, tomorrow, Linda and I are going to be out at Benton Air Park for that show and shine. We'll be there from 7 to 9. So stop on by and say hello. I know Huber is. He's going to be there
Huber's
with his.
Gonna come
oh, Huber's going to be there. And, but so is, it's going to be a great show and shine out there. And Chris, thank you so much. June 23rd.
Thursday
at Red Line. You know what? We may just have to show up for that because Linda loves to go to those.
It'll be fun.
Oh, no, she loves
it's fun time.
Oh, I love that. So
good food, good drinks, music.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. You know?
Or, you know, if he has affected you tonight on the airwaves and you want to see him tomorrow, he'll be at Old West. So just go down and see him at Old West, man.
Actually, I won't be there. I'm off the next 2 days.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Okay, we got to run. But thank you so much for joining us tonight for Man Up.
Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
You bet, man.
I love you, always love you, brother.
All right, man.
And Chris, thanks a lot for joining us.
Call me back when we do tequila night.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right on.
Everybody, hey, have a great evening. Be careful out there.
You bet.